Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
9 minutes to 2 o'clock. We talk in our tech feature today about the As You Go app, which is a healthcare app. We'll tell you all about it. 072-702-1702 for your questions. We're joined by Tanya Joffe, the CEO and principal at Unu Health. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rebogile.
So what I love about our tech feature so much is the fact that tech really delves into so many different types of industries. But what I'm very excited about is what it can do when it comes to health and tracking, because I think we're quite unaware of how not so great we may be in certain aspects when it comes to our health. Looking at myself.
Health tech is exploding. I mean, it's just unbelievable what you can do.
Can I ask you to just take a seat close, a bit closer to your... There you go.
Is that better?
Yes, yes, okay, there we go.
So it's exploding. It's unbelievable what you can do with tech now in the health space.
Yes.
So we know telemedicine, that's growing massively. And is becoming quite mainstream, although
yes,
not as much as we'd like in South Africa with the convenience that it offers. But the actual tech, as you say, monitoring.
Mm.
So on our app, on the Unu Health app, which you can download across all the app stores for free and check it out, which I'd love your listeners to do and give us some feedback. Basically, you can do a 50-second face scan and you can get your blood pressure right now.
What?
Zero data rated.
I'm literally downloading as you are speaking. Okay, so what are the other things? Or maybe let me start with, why is it so important to monitor our health? And I think, obviously, there are many preventable things that can come about, strokes, a number of things, because we don't really, and by we now I'm saying men don't go to the doctor as often as women do, but we usually go when there is something wrong as opposed to just going for a general checkup.
You're right. So usually, I mean, when you don't feel well, initially you kind of, typically we go into denial.
Yes.
Because you're busy.
Yes.
Then you delay. And then finally, when you can't ignore it anymore, you either just go and get some over-the-counter something from your pharmacist.
Yes.
And if you absolutely have to, you'll go and see a doctor or take a day's leave and go to the clinic.
Yes.
And so
yes,
it's friction. We're busy. We've got lots of balls to juggle. So why not put healthcare on your phone? Why not put a doctor in your pocket?
And I think that is the smartest thing to do. All right. So I've clicked install. I'm on the
I'm going to stop breathing now.
Why? Because are you worried my BP is so high that
no,
I need to be going to the...
No, I just hope it all works and it's fabulous.
It will work. It will be fabulous. But tell us more about what else it can do.
Okay.
Because what I'm loving is you get some medical aids, for example, Discovery Health and the others, where they start to, you sign and they can have access to all of your data. So are you integrating with all of these other different networks where, for example, Ampath, there's an app, you can just see the lab results?
So it's funny you should mention Ampath, because we're busy chatting to Ampath because we want to bring pathology direct to consumer as one of the
yes,
next features. So Unu Health is all about empowering people. So we try and deliver healthcare that makes you smile. That's
yes,
kind of our mission. And we want to give people ownership of their health data so that they can start owning their well-being
yes,
journey, because it's really difficult. And we've actually also partnered with Ackermans. We're in 5 Ackermans stores in Johannesburg.
Wow.
Where we're just testing. So we've put like an Abby device. She's like a 2.5 meter electronic nurse.
Yes, yes.
That you can do a whole lot of health checks, your blood pressure, your weight, your heart, your BMI, oxygen, et cetera, metabolic age, body age.
Yes.
And what's amazing is when I was in stall on Friday afternoon at Mall of Africa, people are like amazed by their results, and they often don't even really understand. So what exactly is BMI?
Yes.
You know, what is metabolic age?
Yes.
What does it mean if it says that my BMI is over 25? So I'm quite astounded at how people are really not empowered. First of all, they don't know their numbers. And secondly,
yes,
they're not empowered to then act on those numbers. And a lot of it is lifestyle. Like we were chatting this morning, like
yes,
breakfast, right?
Yes, because I missed my breakfast this morning, but we are okay.
So it's all about how do we empower people via their phone to access key vitals so that they A, know their numbers, and B, are then empowered to see are they a normal range or not.
Mm.
And if they're not, what do I start doing about it? I mean, the number one cause of mortality for women in South Africa is diabetes. It's a completely treatable disease, but it creeps up on you over decades. You're giving me a very concentrated look. Does that mean because the app is working or it's not working?
It's busy working. It's doing the verifications. I'm putting all my details, because I also love, you know, to share with the listeners how simple things are from my own experience, you know. So literally as you've been talking, I've agreed. I've set up my account. It needs some permission. I'm agreeing. And, on that point, what are the rules you work around? Because people are always concerned about data leaks.
Absolutely. So it's health data. So we've invested hugely in security. And then also what we do is we take the data. So you would have answered a couple of questions.
Yes.
We take that data and we run it through an algorithm through a partner. So we actually orchestrate.
I love health.
Is an orchestrator.
Yes.
We are not in the business actually of the medical services. We partner with those companies that we believe offer value, are patient-centered,
yes,
and can make healthcare more accessible and convenient. So you'll get a health score once you've answered those questions and if you do the face scan.
I'm scared the face scan is going to say, you know, your health age is like 52 when I'm actually... Okay, so I'm in.
Okay, amazing.
I'm in.
So now it'll allow you to go. It'll ask you if you'd like to do a face scan. So if you say yes, then you just have to sit really still now. It takes 50 seconds. And what it's actually doing is it's reading the blood flow just below your skin. So the peripheral blood flow, it's actually taking a visual image of that. And it's reading the volumetric change in that blood flow.
And this is so brilliant.
Oh, I'm so glad you're
because
saying
now,
this.
No, I think it's brilliant because you now don't have to sit with the psst, 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 psst of the manual. And I mean, obviously, we do know that if you're unsure, you know, go and consult with a doctor. But you can be connected with medical assistance through the
yes.
app.
So what we do is the first thing is we just want to empower you. So do your blood pressure, get your pulse, get your oxygen levels through the face scan. Then you answer a couple of questions, and once you've answered those questions, it's going to give you a health score in your health
yes.
profile. If you're not feeling well, so let's say you wake up, especially on a Saturday and a Sunday when it's difficult to get to a doctor because it's after hours, rates are higher.
Yes.
You hop on our app, you press medical help, you then say, yes, I want to see a doctor. You go continue. Then what we do is we ask you a couple of questions. It's also tech, it's AI. And
which
that tech is checking you just to make sure, can an online doctor help you? Because we don't want to put you through to an online doctor if you actually need to see an in-person doctor. Right?
Yes.
We don't want to, and it's 179 Rand. So 179 Rand and you see an online doctor. Our partners, Intercare, they're amazing. So their hours are like 7 to 7, Monday to Friday. They operate on Saturdays, extended hours 8 to 3, and Sundays.
So I think I pressed the wrong thing because it didn't allow... there's something I did wrong, so I missed my health check. But what I will say, personally, go and try it out for yourself. You can access so many things. And on the Google Play Store, on the App Store, on iPhone, it's UNU Health. How can people get in touch with your organization?
So info@unuhealth.org. Otherwise, literally the app. Just download the app, you'll be in, and then there's a help button. It's a WhatsApp. It goes straight to our help desk, who also operate extended hours. And you can add 3 minors to your profile. So if your kids are not well going into winter now, hop onto our app. So we would love to see lots and lots of people use it, because as we build scale, we can obviously negotiate for even better services that drive affordability and healthcare that makes you smile.
Tanya Joffe, thank you so much for coming through.